probably really true that progressive NGOs were the first to realize that mobilizing on the level of international institutions garners them success, and rightly so, because think about many national context of elections, especially LGBTI issues were not in the forefront of mainstream political parties. We are talking here about minority rights, about sexual minority groups that are marginalized in a society. So in order to have a louder voice, it makes sense for them to mobilize across borders, to connect with others. And this worked. And that's very much, that's also what social movement literature has theorized and has worked on for many years. And the idea always was that the resistance to these movements would then mostly happen in the national context. It would be local it would be national, it would be domestic, it would be resistance against something that's coming in a way out of that mobilization. And what we show in the book is that this resistance now follows the same pattern. It's not that we have a progressive group and then kind of, you know, a conservative, stable resistance against it or criticism against it. No, they're both very mobile, very interconnected, transnationally connected.